This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the top stories of the week, the charts for the week of July 10th to the 14th, as a matter of fact. We're almost halfway through the month of July. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, will go through the list of the top stories and the people on the list this week. We will have a discussion about the nuance of some of these. And in fact, Michael Harrison is going to make his singing debut on this hour of the Countdown Show with a, I don't know if we should sing all of them, but maybe because some of them are more serious. We ought to be able to put Joe Scarborough leaving the GOP into some sort of musical.
Right. Don't go.
Please don't go.
To turn this into an opera. Where everything is sang, you know,
soap and, opera,
and very, very dramatic.
Yes,
you know, what were his intentions? You know, that type of thing.
Why did Jane Sanders do it?
Yes.
What's right. wrong with the president?
Nah, you got a day and a half. But here are the stories. It's been an interesting week. You know, I'm tempted to say to you the most trite thing that ever is said with every passing date. Now we're halfway through. We're over halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. But it just feels that way. Time is going faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like to say, you know, it's people have always said that. There's nothing original about saying, boy, I can't believe it's the end of the weekend already.
Right.
But goodness gracious, this week just evaporated. But a
goodness
lot
gracious,
stuff.
Great balls of fire.
That was one of the greatest lines ever recorded. So here we go.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
That was from Tutti Frutti.
Mm-hmm.
And not the Pat Boone version.
Wop, baba, lula, la, wop, bam, boom, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy.
Did you see he's going on stage? He and his daughter are going to be performing together, Debbie Boone and Pat Boone, their hits.
Well, there are people that would enjoy that.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, I make fun of a little bit about Pat Boone when he used to do cover songs of the artists that were black. The ones.
Remember
that
the album
hits?
That he had, the cover, he was in a leather outfit, and his minister told him he'd be excommunicated from the church or something if he didn't disavow.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he wear, we're dating ourselves, but didn't he wear, when he was a teen idol, white buck shoes?
Yes, he did. White sport coat. And a pink carnation. That was his song.
That was George Hamilton, I think. Not the actor, a different one.
We've already spent 3 minutes of people's times.
All right.
And haven't done any ka-chinging yet.
I know. This is not good. And there's probably a commercial for a very, very valuable product coming up. So
I would hope so.
So what should I, give me guidance, oh great one, what should I do?
I think you should start and go through the stories and then the people and then...
All right, I'll zip through. Here
guidance.
We go. Everybody listen carefully. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and we have this wild press conference for a boxing match coming up between McGregor and Mayweather. And they're trying to pump that up into a billion-dollar bout. At number 9, the arrest of Shia LaBeouf. At number 8, a crash of a military plane and some good people were lost. At number 7, the Jane Sanders land deal. Another little scandal brewing there. At number 6, China-North Korea trade. At number 5, don't go, Scarborough exits the GOP. He does it on, you know, the late show. I love it. Everything's a show. And number, obviously.
And you know what? If I was right, he works for NBC and he makes the announcement at CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Something a little wrong with that thinking.
Are they still separate companies?
I figure somebody's going to buy them and put them all together.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
CBS's NBC. Right. At number 4, we have the Antarctic iceberg and the 6th mass extinction. Lovely. At number three, Trump in France. At number two, GOP health care plan. At number one, and huge, very bigly, the Trump Jr. Russian lawyer meeting.
Trump didn't think it was a huge thing. He said, my kid had a meeting, took a meeting with somebody for a minute or two, and that was it. And even one of the lawyers left. He doesn't understand what the big deal is. And frankly, I don't either.
Hmm.
You?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, you can explain that.
I think everybody's heard every explanation of it. I'm embarrassed trying to explain it. In other words, taking it one step further, there are people that think one way, people think another way. The truth is what you want to make it based upon the victory you want to achieve. You want to bring Trump down, or you want to support Trump.
I don't want to do either. I want to support America and the American people and get things done. And as somebody said to me, who is a dear, dear friend, last week he and I had breakfast, and he said, I don't think anything's getting done, or if it is, the fog that is the news media, the fog that surrounds him, covers up whatever's being done that's good or bad.
That's
the big fog.
The point is, we don't know what's happening. The press is distracted, and he's distracting, and it's not good. In the long run, it's even worse. In the short run, it's not good. In the long run, it's disastrous.
Well, it's pointed out for those who have suspected how badly the news media has gone awry when it comes to actually being objective and finding the facts. There are some who still do a good job at it. But as you see, the attention we are paying to Joe Scarborough, that's the number five item on the story list this week, and he's leaving the GOP. He's a commentator. He's a radio guy, became a morning host on MSNBC and has stayed there, and had a partner named Mika Brzezinski join him a number of years ago. Now he's in the process of divorcing his wife and marrying her. And so the big fluff this week wasn't about him leaving, but about him apparently saying publicly, and I don't know whether he said this on with Colbert or not, that he makes $4 million a year and Mika makes two. So he's going to take $1 million away from his salary to give it to her so they have parity. I thought that was interesting in a number of ways. Not only is it interesting to see how sexist they are, apparently still at NBC, but that these guys get paid as little as they do in comparison to the people over at Fox. I would think they'd, I don't know who the hell their agents are, but if I was one of these people, I would be talking to my agent, especially all the coverage and all the attention they're getting now, whatever that's doing to the ratings. What do you think about all that, Michael?
I think that you get paid what you can demand and what you can command, and I think that all salaries are not equal in show business, just like sports. Fox was a much more successful channel for many years.
Yep.
MSNBC was not.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense. It makes sense that, in general, the stars of Fox would make more than the stars of MSNBC. I mean, this is the way it is in the media. So I guess I'm counterpointing you. And as far as him making more than her, if I recall, it's Morning Joe. He's the star of the show. It's like for this show. Let's be transparent. I love that word.
Yes.
You get what, $5 million a show, and I only get three.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't complain. Yeah. Because you're the host and I'm sort of the guest.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now you've heard the story.
Okay.
The real story. The story behind the story.
But But I think it's between the two of them, they barely will get by on what?
$6-7 million
a year or a week or a show.
They'll have to figure it out. The house on the Hamptons, they'll have to put their two houses on the Hamptons together.
I feel sorry for them, suffering, the pain and suffering that they are experiencing at the hands of this bully.
$1 million doesn't buy as much as it used to, Michael. Come on.
Wouldn't you love to have Trump just saying bad things about you and making all that money? Gosh. It's like,
More.
Yeah.
Remember that
Should
song?
We go through no. Which song?
I remember Gloria, wasn't it? Who was it that did more? How do you like it? How do you like it? More. Come on, you remember that song.
You probably heard that when you went to the discos.
I did. I was a big disco guy.
I could imagine you in that white suit.
Yep.
Pants. So what should I do with the top 10 people?
You can do them right after we have these words.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, 17 past the hour. Our job is not complete as an introduction to what's going on this week in the world of News Talk Radio until Michael goes through the list of people. We've gone through the stories and messed up your head with a number of different interpretations of some of this stuff. What about the people, Michael?
All right, we have at number 10 a tie between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, two loudmouth
boxers. Isn't
that obscene?
I mean, that whole thing is an obscenity.
It's disgraceful.
It really is.
At number, it's heinous.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have Shia LaBeouf.
Speaking of heinous.
I just watched before we went on the air the video, in case we get into a deep, detailed discussion about it, I have.
Because this is such an esoteric, meaningful.
At number 8, we have Jane
Sanders.
We have Jane Sanders at number 8. And we have the aforementioned Joe Scarborough and his lovely wife, Mika Brzezinski. At number 7,
was bleeding from a face job a year ago. Remember that?
That's a reason not to believe anything she says. At number 6, Emmanuel Macron, who's married to a pretty cool-looking chick.
That's what the president said.
Do you believe he did that?
Complimenting her on her. For those of you who didn't hear, the president was caught on a recording complimenting the French president's wife.
On her body.
Hair, you're in great shape.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rand Paul is at 5. At number 4, Mitch McConnell. At number...
you got a nice body, Mitch.
At number 3, the fun couple, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2...
Pillow talk is like for that.
At number 2, we have Donald Trump Jr. and Natalia Veselnitskaya.
The lawyer.
Veselnitskaya.
Is she attractive, by the way? I haven't seen a picture of her.
I think she is, but I don't know. I got a peripheral view of her whilst perusing pictures of famous people for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump Sr. is number 1.
Well,
there it is.
No surprise there.
Two Trumps in the top 2.
Mrs. Macron has got a nice body. Remember that song, the Herman's? Mrs.
Yeah.
Macron, you've got a lovely body.
Body?
Yeah. You heard that. I may not have heard that. All right, so to the serious side of all of this, we've had our fun, and now we'll get into serious discussion of the issues that lend themselves to a serious discussion, like the North Koreans cheating on the sanctions with the Chinese. We'll have a conversation about that in a moment here. Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
Thank you.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Politics and people, that's what goes on a lot of News Talk radio stations. Discussion of political machinations, political realities, the left, the right, that sort of thing. And here at your service and on your side is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the stories in the people list that you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Steffen with an outrage. I really am upset with you, Michael, because you missed something extraordinarily important to people in America this week.
Oh, my gosh, I apologize. What is it?
It's Kid Rock making an announcement that he's running for the Senate. And apparently, people say, oh, this is a hoax. Apparently, it isn't. Apparently, he wants to run for the Senate.
What does he think he is, a Donald Trump? I mean,
I know.
Come on.
Can you imagine?
I mean, gee whiz.
He's running against Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's a Democrat in Michigan. So who would have thought, looking at Kid Rock, first of all, that he'd be a Republican? I suppose you could say that about Sammy Hagar and...
There's a lot of the old rock and roll types, a lot of the old hippie types have become conservatives and Republicans.
Right.
You know, the length of your hair or the wildness of your dress and lifestyle no longer necessarily relate in a ratio to whether you're left or right, Democrat or Republican. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So you can't judge a book, you can't judge a political book by its cover anymore. But Debbie Stabenow, I know her. I've met her a number of times. She's a friendly woman, nice person.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's okay. She's been there
a long time.
Maybe it's time for a change, but is that the change that we need under the circumstance? What I really thought was the big story of the week was The Rock saying that if somebody asked him, he'd seriously consider. I think somebody's already asked him, actually. Would you run for president in 2020? And he also was serious in his answer. Yeah. Yep.
He could win because he's got a very, very engaging personality.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. I would vote for The Rock.
You would vote for The Rock?
Oh, where do I go?
You go to the polling
Oh, is that
the right time?
No, of course I'm kidding about that. But the fact of the matter is,
did you vote for Rock, or you didn't know where to go to vote for him?
I was just saying that as sort of like I was being flippant. But the fact is that I do believe we are entering the era where we will see more celebrity types get into politics, because the line between entertainment and politics in the media has become so blurred as to be almost non-existent. Look, we've had celebrities run for office before. Do you remember somebody named Ronald Reagan?
Thank you.
And you know, I'm blanking, but there was a song and dance man of that era that ran for Senate in California and won.
George Murphy.
George Murphy was a United States Senator. He was a song and dance man.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan was a big B-movie actor. He never really had superstardom. He was famous.
Everybody knew who he was.
Everybody knew who he was.
John Wayne.
Yeah. Right. As a matter of fact, between his career and his running for office, I think he had little jobs as the host of the General Electric Theater and
Death Valley.
Right, things like that. He was on the game shows a lot. He hustled to stay in the media.
Yeah, right, stay visible.
But let's talk more about that after the break, huh?
You want to?
Yeah.
I also want to
talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I know that because you're that kind of guy. But we want to stick to what the issues are and what's on the front page and the inner pages at talkers.com, where you can see the list of the stories and the people. Also catch up with Michael's Up Close and Far Out. We'll talk about the podcast this week. I also want to address a question that has come up when we were being flippant about Donald Trump and his remarks regarding the French president's wife. Then I said, when we were talking, we mentioned Natalia Vasilnaskaya-Mangalangalaga, the lawyer Donald Trump I met with. I asked if she was attractive, sort of as a flippant remark, which may have been taken seriously by some people. We'll see what that brings us in a minute.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On Summer Right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio media, the new talk media, podcasting is getting into the act big time. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, along with me, Doug Steffen, every week, going through the top 10 stories according to the research done by the folks who work with Michael at Talkers Magazine, the people who are on the list as well. So Clint Eastwood is another one who would have been a star. We were talking, just joining us, about politicians who have been movie stars or prominent in other fields. I suppose Al Franken might be.
Oh, gosh, yes. Al Franken, yeah. Al Franken made it from a comedian to an author to a radio host to a U.S. senator.
Right. And to an annoying recipient of an award from Talkers Magazine. All right, so... I said something under my breath that is worth a moment of our time, because some people are sensitive to these sorts of things, and I wonder whether there's anything that we can say almost anything becomes a point of controversy or could be taken the wrong way. When we were going through the list of the people, you mentioned Donald Trump Jr. and the lady lawyer that he met in Russia. As the president said, he took a meeting with this lawyer. And I asked, sort of under my breath, whether she was attractive or not. And the remark came as a result of us having just mentioned a few moments before that, the comment that Trump made about Emmanuel Macron's wife. And whether that was inappropriate or whether, just if I say under my breath.
Your statement was in context to that being an issue that we talked about, that the Trump boys may have a weakness for female pulchritude.
I looked that up.
Now, if you had said, "Yeah, I wonder if she's attractive," and we weren't talking about the subject of Trumps and women, then it would have been like, "What the heck is that about?"
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, if it was out of the blue, then it would be politically incorrect, subject to criticism that you are sexist and that you have your head stuck in the 50s or 60s.
Really?
Those who tuned in a microsecond between it having been discussed as an issue of importance and then the random remark from Doug, it was connected contextually to that subject. Therefore, you are not guilty of political incorrectness, but rather of being very funny and provocative in a satirical way, totally in accordance with the rules of 2017 parlance. How's that? I sound like John Daly from What's My Line?
Yes, you do. All right, and people say, huh, who's John Daly? So let's bring it back around to the present time and all of these things that are apparently on people's minds. I think the Jane Sanders thing, Bernie Sanders' wife, has it been overdone? I understand that she's been accused of and there may be some wrongdoing, but do you know what it's based on? In fact, what is the speculation based on? What did she get out of whatever deal they're talking about?
Not much.
It's not clear to me that she got
not much. All I know, I tuned out on it after the first read when I realized this, first of all, it really doesn't have any bearing on anything going on today. It's just gotcha stuff.
Right. It's gotcha stuff. That's exactly the thing.
It's gotcha stuff.
Yeah. It's gotcha stuff.
I wasn't even sure who Jane Sanders was.
I said that before.
Who's Jane Sanders, you know?
Yeah, right.
She's that great-looking wife of Bernie Sanders.
That's it. Right. Yeah. There we go.
Good-looking?
All right, so like
she's in great shape.
Little hack.
Beautiful.
I don't know that she really is, but anyway, that's a subject for another time.
But that was what Trump said. He said, "You're in great shape. Beautiful."
That's what right. But she's not. Well, there you go. And this is the time when we ought to have a third party here to save us from ourselves, because I'm thinking that, according to the measure of Trump and the boys as to what's attractive, as we were talking before, this lady would not be considered attractive because she doesn't have that look.
If I were you, I would not go further with this.
Really?
Don't even say who it is you're thinking about. I don't want to know. I don't even want to be a party to that.
Okay.
So I guess you're gonna bring in somebody and say they're not attractive?
I didn't say that. I just said it would depend on who's measuring. A lot of the women that I think are attractive, you may not think are attractive, and vice versa. The women who are listening could look at pictures of us and say, "Oh my God, those guys look isn't that?"
I get letters all the time from women who say they saw my profile on social media and want to date me.
Really?
Constantly.
What does your wife say about that?
I could have my choice of hundreds of them.
Hundreds?
Hundreds of women send me letters. "I saw your image on social media, and I'd like to date you. Please click here."
Right. And then you get a virus. All right. Enough of this silly stuff. I don't know where we are.
You were going to go down some dark road.
Well, I was the Shia LaBeouf thing and the amount of money, amount of attention that we pay to things like this. I mean, I'm not finding fault with your list, but I look at these things and wonder, because you're just reporting what is obviously going on a lot of these programs. Maybe it's summertime. I'm not sure what it is. But why in the world would anybody pay any attention to what Shia LaBeouf is doing what he has done. So he's a
because it's fascinating.
Why is it fascinating? It's a it's annoying.
Come on, don't. It may be annoying, but it's great video. It's great footage.
Yeah,
we love to see somebody.
Why do we love to see stuff like that?
Because we're wired like Homo sapiens. We're wired that way. We're gossiping.
Maybe then
curious
we should
animals.
Give over to the apes. Maybe this should become the planet of the apes. Then.
Well, from what I hear in this new ape movie, you root for the other species.
The other species.
Yeah, you root for the apes.
Right.
But I look. You and I are right at the vortex of this volcano, of this tornado.
Yes, we are.
What's important and what's not important? What constitutes valid topics to be talked about? You said something interesting. You said, I don't mean to be critical of your list. Well, we're just the messengers.
I know this that. List, that's what I said.
Every time you say, I think this is not that important, I say, well, this is not a list of importance. This is a list of what's being talked about.
Right.
And if people find it interesting to talk about, then that alone makes it important in a certain way.
Yes.
So why is it important that a celebrity is shown in real life on video being a ranting racist jerk?
Lunatic. Yeah.
Because it gives us insight into the human condition. Mm-hmm. It shows us it shows us behind the scenes of the media factory of the show business. Veil, the curtain that separates fantasy from fact, and that you shouldn't believe media images. That what was her name? What is her name? Reese Witherspoon was caught on video being stopped by a cop and saying, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who?" Like somehow she's a privileged princess and not subject to this and not subject to the traffic laws. And she of course apologized for that because it embarrassed her. I find interest in this, not more interest than the health care plan, not more interest than the immigration reform situation, not more interest than taxes and things of substantial importance to human beings in terms of what the news is really about. But on the human level, I think that all of this plays into interesting conversation.
Yep, I agree, and that's what we're here to discuss. We are discussing what is being discussed. We'll talk about, before we leave this list, I did want to spend a moment talking with you about the China-North Korean trade deal, and more importantly, what has been found this week. This is all serious. We've been kind of silly.
You used the word they were cheating. I made a note of that. You said
yes.
That North Korea has been cheating on the sanctions,
as
if they're supposed to play by the rules.
Well, they're supposed to play by our rules.
Our rules. We're sanctioning them, and they're going around it, and they're cheating?
Isn't that outrageous? Yes, outrageous. The Chinese apparently are helping them by sending money in trains and on boats, going in and out. They're doing trade deals, but they're paying four times as much for the material, and some of the money sources seem to be questionable. So they're one of the reasons that it doesn't look like the ruling family of North Korea is suffering any is because they're getting plenty of help from the Chinese. The Chinese, of course, not going to admit this or don't want to admit it, but apparently they've been caught with their so-called pants down. And now we understand where the money's coming from, these missiles, because everybody keeps saying there's nothing. North Korea has nothing. Zero. And so where's the money coming from to do these missiles? What I want to know is, why have they bothered, if you're going to give them money, why don't you just give them your missiles? If the Chinese, just give them the missiles you've got. You've developed all the missiles. Give them the missiles.
Well, this is China's way of slowing them down, too.
Yeah.
China, you don't think China sits there and goes, oh, how wonderful North Korea is. We love them. We want to do everything to help them. China has a problem with North Korea.
Hmm. Yes.
So so it's to their advantage not to get into a hostile battle with them, obviously, but not to necessarily roll over and do everything to help them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes international diplomacy so interesting and such a fragile art.
It is an art, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Craft.
Yep. You get into that international stage of diplomacy and you don't know what you're doing, you're in
eaten
big
up.
Trouble.
Oh, yeah. You get eaten up. All right, we're going to pause for a moment and then we're going to get inside manager of the radio, I'll let you explain the discussion of media and what's going on in Washington with these hosts that are coming to town. They've been invited by the White House. And then up close and far out, you're into the mind of Rick Unger. You can explain who he is in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Ready to take on that summer project? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, July 14th through the 17th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You know, we could spend all of our time here, Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about whether it was polite to make reference to the looks of another woman. I was just sort of following with the president's lead. Would you say that would a woman, would Kara, who's Kara Schellen, who's in the control room in our studio in Washington, would you look at a guy and say something about him as to his attractiveness, his quotient, as guys, as we're talking here, a man talking about a woman? Have you ever, among your circle of friends, looked at a man, or did you consider? Would you consider it impolite to look at a man and say, wow, that guy's a stud?
I think I would look at him. Would I say it to him? Or I think of it in terms like this. If a coworker's, let's see. If a coworker's husband said something to me about my body, I would give him a weird look and think it was weird. And I wouldn't say something about a coworker's husband's body. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's weird that Trump said something about her.
Well, but, in general, men, the boys' club, does that. And the girls' club doesn't. That's what you're saying.
That's not true.
I think that women say it amongst each other, but yes. I don't know if they would go and say it to someone.
You're hot.
Yeah, I don't think, and that's the thing, it's a professional environment, and for them, I think it should be a professional environment.
In
and
that
I think
circumstance.
Yes,
yeah, that,
and
yeah.
So I think that's odd to say it in that kind of environment.
All right, 60 seconds, Michael, on Up Close and Far Out this week. Who's Rick Unger?
Rick Unger is the former head of Marvel Entertainment. He was Spider-Man's boss for many years, a real animated film pioneer who happens to also be a political pundit, and he does a show, Steele and Unger, with Michael Steele, former Republican committee head. It's a left-right debate show on the POTUS channel on SiriusXM, and they believe in civilized left-right debate, and it's a fascinating conversation about everything from Spider-Man to Trump. And it's at www.upcloseandfarout.com. Thanks, Doug.
Right. And Donald Trump will be starring in the next Superman movie, in case you didn't. I mean, Spider-Man movie. Flying between the buildings in New York City. It'll be cool. 50 minutes past the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, now joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our legal counsel here. So you can get me out of trouble if I've become, if I have in some way, shape, or form overstepped my bounds by asking whether Natalia Veselnitskaya, I believe is the name the lawyer that Donald Trump Jr. met with, whether she was attractive. That seems to have stirred up a hornet's nest, because a woman wouldn't ask that about a man. And maybe that's true. I will defer to the person who's criticizing me for having said that. Meanwhile, the more important question here is, what is the impact of this lawyer meeting? Donald Trump said in the press conference this week he took a meeting with somebody who lasted 2 or 3 minutes, and what's the big deal? So what is the big deal?
You know, it technically could be a big deal. It certainly ethically is questionable. But as far as the law, the fact that if he was trying to get help from Russia with information detrimental to Hillary Clinton and her campaign, it is probably a stretch, but possible to get it under a as an offense under a law about receiving something of benefit from a foreign country in regard to an election. That generally has been considered as monetary contributions, but it doesn't say financial. And there have been interpretations of other laws that say anything of benefit. But, you know, frankly, I think legally this is is less of a problem than ethically. And I think it's further the issue of the connection to Russia. Were there other connections in regard to hacking of the Democrats and Russian influence of the election? But this actual meeting itself, it's the legalities not probably as serious as the ethical lapses that it represents, and the tip of the iceberg for perhaps more.
All right. So let's keep that same thought pattern going here and examine the Jane Sanders land deal.
Yeah.
She, the wife of Bernie Sanders, was former president of the University of Burlington or some, I think, school like that. And she's accused of having profited in a land deal, which also, in my mind, seems somewhat questionable. It looks like people are fishing on both sides to find something that's embarrassing. Unless I'm missing something, I don't see it. But you tell me if...
No, you're not missing something. There's no, as they used to say, there's no there there. It kind of reminds me of the Whitewater investigation in regard to the Clintons having to do with a failed real estate investment in Arkansas. The interesting thing with that was they found absolutely nothing harmful to the Clintons as far as Whitewater went, but that was the investigation that spread out later to bring in Monica Lewinsky. In this case, when you're looking at Mrs. Jane Sanders, from everything that I've seen, there's nothing untoward as far as illegal or illegal profiting of it. There was some information that was not correct that was supplied through her office, and she was in charge in regard to getting a bank loan, and it had to do with estimates of incoming students as far as money they would bring in and donations. All right, that didn't work out. But as far as this being a scandal, it's a real reach as far as having some there. So I think this one's going to die out pretty promptly.
All right. The legalities of what people get paid, and this is real sexist stuff, and it's management happens all the time in all businesses. But the focus on Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough not having to do with their relationship, not having to do with him leaving the Republican Party, but his saying that he gets $4 million a year, she gets two, he's going to give her $1 million to have pay parity. There are more and more people who are in all kinds of businesses, but in this particular business, maybe it's of note because people actually say something about it.
Yeah.
And the requirements that I'm amazed the government doesn't have some requirements that women are supposed to be paid the same as men, no matter what the job, if they're doing the same job.
Yeah, it baffles me as well. Although I look in the entertainment business, and you know, here I'm stoned. The girl that was in La La Land, who's been a
Emma
hot
Stone.
Actress.
What
was it?
Emma Stone.
Yes. Now, it was she came out this week and said how her male co-stars were paid much more than her, and they had agreed, as you were talking about with Brzezinski, to pay money to her out of their pocket to equalize.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
you can say when you're looking at the entertainment industry that perhaps this particular actor or actress isn't the draw.
Quite as good.
But,
yeah.
You know, you look at that, you look at sports, you look at business.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.